This is a C2I News Update.
They understand just who I am and feel so abandoned.
Nanaimo's Old City Quarter was filled with music this past weekend as the annual Sounds of Summer concert series kicked off with a special event. Inside St. Andrew's United Church, the concert series held its first ticketed event, complete with food trucks in the parking lot outside. The event highlighted local talent through live music and dance, setting the stage for other free concerts that will be held all summer long on Wesley Street. Performers included classically trained songstress Carrie Burdett, singer-songwriter Ryan McMahon, and Juno-nominated acoustic folk band The Bills. Angie Jones is the event coordinator for St. Andrew's United Church and a director with the Old City Quarter Business Association. She is overseeing this year's concert series.
And I have always been a huge fan of live music, and I felt that Nanaimo really needed a stage for, you know, local artists and local talent to shine. And so that's what we're trying to do with Sounds of Summer.
Throughout the summer, every weekend, from 1 to 2 p.m., musical performances take place in the Old City Quarter on Wesley Street. In July, the performances will take place weekly on Saturdays at Wesley Square, with the August performances happening every Sunday next door at the Heritage Muse. The weekly concert series will run until the end of August, wrapping up with a tailgate party. As a landmark of the Old City Quarter and a congregation struggling for members, St. Andrew's is taking a bigger role in the concert series this year by offering more space for performances in the city.
As you may know, churches are struggling to survive these days. We have this amazingly beautiful heritage building, and we're so lucky to have an absolutely stunning sanctuary with amazing acoustics. And so I studied music myself at Grant MacEwan College. And so when I started here and I could see what their numbers were at for the church, I knew we needed to do something different.
Joan says since September of last year, they've been working under the name of the Stoke Event Center, utilizing the church not only as a place to worship, but also as a rentable facility for musicians and performers to use as a venue to host their own shows. Because of this, Jones and the Stoke Event Center sought out to take a lead with hosting, incorporating the church and center into the Sounds of Summer music series, with the kickoff party and the end of summer tailgate party. After hosting a successful kickoff, Jones says she's looking forward to the tailgate at the end of summer.
We're going to end off the Sounds of Summer series, and we are bringing local Nanaimo talent to the stage.
The August 29th tailgate will feature talents such as the Social Standard, James Vicker Band, and Mark Sherritt and the Alibis. Tickets can be purchased on the Port Theatre website. The weekend events remain free and will feature musicians like John Gogo, Kelly Flemings, Sylvia Humble, Brennan Rodney, and the Tony Turner Trio.
This has just been an absolute dream come true and a complete vision of mine.
More information about the Sounds of Summer concert series and dates can be found on the Old City Quarter Business Association website at www.oldcityquarter.com. For C2I News, with files from Jesse Woodward, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.